This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. The Rajya Sabha has resumed discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to a terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar lauded the performance and capabilities of the armed forces during Operation Sindoor, and the results have made the country proud. He said the intention behind the Pahalgam terror attack was to destroy the economy of Jammu and Kashmir, which had returned to normalcy and prosperity after the abrogation of Article 370. The minister said after the attack, the first decision was taken during Cabinet Committee on Security was to keep the Indus Water Treaty in abeyance until Pakistan irrevocably gives up its support of terrorism.
It's a privilege to participate in the discussion on Operation Sindoor. And like everybody else in this house, I laud the performance of our armed forces and the results that have done this country so proud. The Pahalgam attack happened on April 22nd. Across the world, there was solidarity. But the question was, what after? And the answers were two. One, such an attack was absolutely unacceptable. It crossed our red lines. There had to be severe consequences. And two, there had to be accountability and justice.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that all the states have been covered with Vande Bharat train services in a short span of 3 years. In reply to a question in Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that currently 144 Vande Bharat are operational across the country. He said the operational feedback of this train is very encouraging, due to which more demands for such trains are generating from the states. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the government is committed to the welfare of the middle class and low income group. Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Shnidia has said that more than 1 crore 36 fake mobile connections have been disconnected with the help of Sanchar City initiative. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha, he informed that over 35 lakh people have lodged complaints of mobile theft on this portal. He said of them, more than 21 lakh stolen mobiles were traced and over 5 lakh mobile phones were returned to the owner. He said at present 620 organizations, including banks and financial institutions, police of states and union territories, security agencies and telecom service providers are integrated with the platform. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches at multiple locations in Chhattisgarh in connection with an alleged medical supply scam. In a statement, the ED said these premises are related to Sashank Chopda of Mokshit Corporation or the officials of Chhattisgarh Medical Services Corporation Limited. The agency said that Sashank Chopda, in collusion with the officials of CGMSC, illegally got the rate contract for the supply of medical equipment and reagents. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar and Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. For the first time, India's GSLV rocket will put a satellite into sun-synchronous polar orbit, from where the satellite will scan over the same point on Earth at the same time each day. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Syria. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that the consignment includes 5 metric tons of essential life-saving medicines, such as anti-cancer drugs, antibiotics and antihypertensives. The last date for nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards has been extended till 15 August. The nominations for the awards will only be received online on the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. In Arunachal Pradesh, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired today, handed over grant in aid check of rupees 10 lakhs to Deepak Nabam Living Home, Sankey Park, Itanagar, and another check of rupees 5 lakh to Mother's Home, Lekki Village. The governor, who has consistently advocated for the welfare and dignity of people battling mental health challenges, called upon all NGOs to redouble their efforts in the rehabilitation and reintegration of such individuals in society. Acknowledging the growing need for compassionate care and structured support systems, he emphasized that mental health should no longer be a silent struggle or social taboo, but a shared responsibility. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.